This is Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick, sailing into my 45th year on the airwaves. Here at the Thrift Shop, you'll find cast-offs, musical treasures, and something for everyone. We love analog culture, shortwave radio, good tunes, and good times. We're going to broadcast like it's 1969. No rules, no genre, just the joy of freeform music on the radio.
Over the radio, I know the sound of music you play for me. Music, 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 music. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Daddy's gonna round the corner to shoot some dice. Brother's gonna jail from raising to the jail. Da la 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 la. La 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 la. Morgan's in a bathtub taking a bath. There's a three-legged dog in the window shaking his ass. Get up. Get up and dance. 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 We can't. Get up.
The Soul Surfers and Sean Lee with Four Track Mind. Gotta love that. We have a Four Track Mind here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Before that, from 1981, the Crystal Band with Music. And that's what I'm playing here at the Thrift Shop. Great music.
Exploring Science and the Sea. For many people, the rolling and pitching of an ocean-going boat means a quick trip to the medicine cabinet. But for a new type of automated boat, that same motion means free power. The wave action is used to push the boat forward. That could provide a new way for marine scientists to explore the oceans. Scientists and engineers are experimenting with many ways to propel boats and ships with renewable energy. They're trying solar and wind power, for example, and breaking apart seawater to power fuel cells. Autonaut is applying wave power. It uses a combination of systems to convert the wave energy to propulsion, a specially shaped hull up to about 23 feet long, plus curved structures on the bottom of the boat. That can generate top speeds of up to about 5 miles per hour. The boats use solar cells to power scientific instruments. So far, Autonaut has carried sonar, plus gear to measure weather, ocean currents, and the acidity of the water. And the craft use satellite communications to provide remote control and to allow them to transmit their observations to mission scientists. The system has been tried out on missions for NATO, the Royal Navy, and scientific agencies in the UK, and it was developed with assistance from a business arm of the European Space Agency. Developers say the Autonaut can stay at sea for weeks at a time and cover thousands of miles. That could allow scientists to explore the oceans for a fraction of the cost of current vessels, without the need for Dramamine. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you. Massachusetts is one place I have seen.
Magnetic Feels with 100,000 Fireflies from the Wayward Bus LP. Before that, Shoestrings with a cover of the Bee Gees' Massachusetts. We started off with Andre Kostelanets and Scarborough Fair. This is DJ Frederick. You stumbled into the Radio Thrift Shop. We're going to broadcast like it's 1969.
We mostly take the color of things for granted, but could colors affect our behavior, in particular our willingness to purchase a product? I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
I certainly feel that consumers are often manipulated.
Rajesh Bakshi is an associate professor of marketing at the Pamplin College of Business at Virginia Tech. He says that when colors like red or blue are used in selling situations, like the background color in an online auction, they can subliminally affect how much we're willing to pay for something.
I would expect these effects to happen below the threshold of consciousness because it's actually a physiological reaction to colors. Some researchers have shown that just exposure to red actually increases your eye blink frequency. It increases your heart rate, your respiratory rate. These effects are sort of similar to stress, but yet again, we're not in a position to conclusively, you know, link the two and say, this is why it happens. But the final effects of red causing aggression, they're very robust and they sort of replicate across different species. This aggression, the way it manifests, depends on the selling mechanism. In an auction setting, when you're very aggressive, you're trying to acquire the object, outbid and fight against the competition. Therefore, red, which leads to higher aggression relative to blue, incites or entices people to offer higher bids. And that is why their willingness to pay goes up, because they're trying to win the auction. A negotiation is somewhat different. So a person who's an aggressive negotiator will often try to get the best deal. And that is why when they're exposed to red, they will negotiate more aggressively with the seller, which will lead to a lower willingness to pay, because oftentimes your willingness to pay will go down when you're very, very aggressive.
Well, in radio at least, it's safe to say that we're not trying to manipulate anyone with colors. I'm Jim Mitzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Welcome back to the Radio Thrift Shop. I'm the curator, DJ Frederick, and we're celebrating the past century of recorded sound on the radio and gazing into the future of radio as well. Back in the 1970s, FM radio was notorious in a good way for playing whole album sides at a clip with no commercials and no announcing between tracks. So I'm going to play an album side for you right now. This is Invisible Cinema by Victor Villarreal, released on Joyful Noise Recordings back in January of 2012. Some absolutely beautiful music with Victor Villarreal on guitar, Eric Bosek and Victor Villarreal on bass, Heather Rice on cello, Ben Phelps and Eric Park on congas, Daniel Good on drums, Corey Barnes on organ and percussion. Absolutely beautiful music. So we're going to hear side A of Victor Villarreal's Invisible Cinema. Thank you.
Thank you. a smile then frown. To look good, no word aside from now.
Side A of Invisible Cinema by Victor Villarreal, released back in January of 2012. We heard the tunes Enters, Darts in the Dark, and Strings Attached. Well, this is DJ Frederick, and you're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop.
WEVD, New York.
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. Today marks the 36th anniversary of one of the most controversial and politically damaging acts of any U.S. president, the pardon of Richard M. Nixon. Gerald Ford probably knew exactly how controversial his decision would be. A Newsweek poll conducted shortly before he took office reported that 58% of the American people opposed any special immunity for Nixon. Yet, without any warning, Ford announced an unconditional pardon for Nixon on Sunday morning, September 8th, hardly a month after Nixon's resignation.
Now, therefore, I, Gerald R. Ford, President of the United States, have granted a full, free, and absolute pardon unto Richard Nixon.
The pardon got the ex-president off the legal hook on a host of criminal activities he had ordered, led, and/or covered up. The Watergate crimes alone ranged from burglary to campaign sabotage, espionage, and illegal fundraising. According to Seymour Hersh, while the pardon and the sweetness of the deal shocked most Americans, former President Nixon was not the least bit surprised. He had not only anticipated the move that would free him from possible prosecution, he had played a major hand in arranging it. The idea of a pardon originated with Nixon, not Ford. In the end, It was their lifelong friendship that drove Ford to pardon Nixon. Quote, "I looked upon Nixon as my personal friend, and I always treasured our relationship. And I had no hesitancy about granting the pardon because I felt that we had this relationship and that I didn't want to see my real friend have the stigma of being a criminal." Unquote. That friendship destroyed Ford's credibility with the nation. After the pardon, practically overnight, Ford's level of popular approval dropped from 71% to 50%. He never recovered, losing his re-election bid to Jimmy Carter and never seeking public office again. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
If you're a regular listener to the Radio Thrift Shop, you do know that I like to mix it up quite a bit. So for the rest of the show, about the next 15 minutes, we're going to dig into the Thrift Shop bargain bin, music that hasn't seen the light of day for a while. Starting with Ananda Shankar and Jumpin' Jack Flash. Ha ha ha! All right, a dig into the bargain bin here at the Radio Thrift Shop. That was The Advancement and Juliet. Before that, Don Costa from 1964, a song called Emily. Alan Lorber before that with Up, Up and Away, and we started off with Ananda Shankar, Jumpin' Jack Flash. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Thrift Shop. I hope that you are enjoying the program. If so, find us on Facebook. Just look for the group Radio Thrift Shop. And until the next broadcast, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.